Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Welcome back. Welcome back to our morning ritual to connect in this manner to people going for the same things in life. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. So many people out there, podcasts, YouTube videos, Facebook pages, you've taken the time to listen to me. I appreciate that. During this podcast, just talk about life. Two people who have the same interest. We're moving in the same direction. We have this passion and this love and this desire to improve our bodies and minds. And what's a little bit different in this podcast than what you're going to see from most of the bodybuilding, training, hardcore fitness type of personalities and podcasts or videos that I really like to tie in becoming an overall better person, becoming the best you can be, really bolstering and appreciating your strengths and seeing where they can create more opportunities for you. At the same time, identifying your weaknesses, camouflaging them, don't focus on them so much that you're not appreciating all the things that you're doing well that can really move you forward because you're so focused on those things that you need to work on. We all need to work on things. And behind the scenes, we're chipping away. We recognize we're finding strategies. We're finding people like me in our circles who can help us gain perspective and really get us going to work on those weaknesses so we can become the best that we can be. So welcome if you're new. Again, this is just a daily check-in, like-minded people in this world of people with all their different interests seem so different. We're all pushed together, but we seem so disconnected in so many different ways. This is a way for you to, you know, put on those earphones, listen to this podcast, think about you and your life, just you and me, just focus for the 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes every single day. This is about you. The questions that I ask, the things that I talk about, I may use my stories, but it's really about you. Where does this apply to you in your life? And think about it. How many times do you do that? How many times do you sit back and reflect on what it takes, what it really is going to take to take your life and your emotions and feelings and experiences, those things that you really want? What's it going to take to get there, right? Is it more the same thinking that you've been doing? How has that worked out so far? It's going to take a new way of thinking and a new way of doing, and it starts with a new way of thinking, a different perspective, looking at your challenges in life in a whole different manner. And that's what I'm here for. I'm using my whole life experiences, my successes and my failures, because we're the same, because we share the same, you know, passion for fitness. You know, maybe you can relate to some of my stories, some of my limited thinking, some of my failures, and how I broke out of them and how I continue to work towards breaking out of them. So makes your journey a lot easier. You know, I reached out yesterday because, you know, I'm going through the grind. I am probably going through probably one of the most stressful, challenging periods of my life. And really, it's the personal life is fine as far as business. And it's stressful in the fact, nothing surprising. It's everything that I knew I'd be taking on. It's just challenge. I'm pushing myself. I'm not just sitting back and hoping things happen. I'm really out there and bringing it on, seeing what I'm capable of. And you know what the interesting part of it is, I think about all the things that I need to deal with. And two things come to mind. Number one, it's nothing at all back when I was a bodybuilder. And sometimes I think about all that time, all that energy that I had as a bodybuilder for so many years, how I was just tucked away, mentally, physically, and I just focused on training and eating and winning contests and sets and reps and building muscle and losing body fat. And how simple that was. You know, it was, I'm not saying it was easy, but it was simple. You just had to concentrate on three or four things and then just get better and better and more consistent and break it down even further. But, you know, as far as challenging mentally, you know, stressful, which is all relative, right? What one person thinks is stressful, another person may not think is stressful. Or, you know, what you think is stressful right now, you may have not thought it was stressful before, or you certainly aren't going to think it in the future with more, you know, conditioning of it. But boy, back in those bodybuilding days, I wish I had the perspective now while I was going through it. I would have enjoyed it a lot more because that was not stressful. Right. So number one is, you know, I knew, all right, this is what I want for my life, business, relationships, and everything. I knew what I had in front of me. So nothing is a surprise. Nothing at all. And there's one thing about that, what I realize, and you may want to think about this too with yourself, is, you know, do you have these things that you say you want to do? You know, I don't know for you, if it's finally getting to that shape, that physical body that you say you really want. You say you want to do it, but you just can't seem to get closer. Maybe for you, it's business. Maybe for you, it's to have that ultimate intimate relationship. Whatever it may be for you, you say you want it, and you just can't get closer to it. And then you hear these motivational speeches. Oh, it's just all about how badly you want it. And then you find somebody who has that relationship or has that business or has that body, and they kind of just blow it off. They can't connect with you. They're saying, I just get in there and do it, man. It's not that tough. I just get in there and do that. And how frustrating that can be, right? Because in your mind, you have focused. You have looked for the strategy. You are given 110%, and you just can't get closer. And now you have this guy telling you, or this girl telling you how easy something is, you know, and you don't feel as though it's because it's a lack of desire. And God, I can tell you that, I mean, even to this day, I sometimes is what I'm thinking. Like, why can't I figure this out? You know, one thing that I know now, and this is, you know, wisdom. Wisdom comes from doing a lot of things wrong and messing up, but you're so persistent that you finally find a way. So you have this way of thinking why something's impossible, why you can't do it, why you can't figure it out. You go through the self-doubt. Is it me? Why can't it, you know, or whatever. You try these different ways. You think, I've done everything. It's people against me or whatever. The journey is the 100 times you do it wrong, but you're so damn persistent, and then you finally figure it out, and you have that breakthrough. Do you have anything like that in your life, right, that you can look back on, and it was just massively hard until you figured out the pattern? I can think of a couple things like that for me. And then you just figured it out, and then you just understand it's more of the mindset. Well, the thing that I've realized is that it is just a matter of wanting it bad enough to try, you know, that 101 times, you know. But even more than that, you know, one thing that I realize is that all the challenges, all the stretching yourself, all the stress, excitement, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's like you're probably focusing more on all that than all the good things that you want out of that, right? Now, let me say that again. It's like, so, I don't know. I want the relationship of my dreams, right? Because this, and all these good things, the connection, the love, the family, the future, the not being alone on Saturday nights or whatever it may be for you. Or I want to have this body because it just feels good. I know I've kind of touched that when I feel good, my clothes fit good. I'm in that pattern, got control over my life. You know, you know all the good things. That's what you're focusing on. Right? Maybe the business, man, to be able to walk into a room and say, I own this business. I don't work for somebody. You know, I have this business and I'm on my track to have all of those options in life, whether that's wealth or material things or travel or whatever you want to experience, you're now on the path because you are a business owner, right? And you know that's the path, you know, for you. Those are the positive things of those situations, right? And that's what you really feel that you're focusing on. And you focus on those things and you try to figure it out and the strategies, you try to be consistent, and it just isn't working. You know, I'm going to challenge you. Remember I said wisdom? I just said that wisdom comes when you think you're doing it right. You think you're doing it right. It just doesn't work. You're frustrated. You look in the mirror. Is it me? Am I not smart enough? Is it ever going to come to me? Why aren't there people to help me? Or whatever you're blaming, yourself or other people or the situations, or you're not lucky, or the color of your skin, or that you're male or female, whatever. But then you're just, you know, so damn persistent, you figure out a way, right? So this may be one of those things that I'm going to plant in your head right now. So as you get closer to it, you'll say, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I know what Skip told me way back when on that podcast, on that September day, as I'm going through this challenge, as I'm trying to just finally get there, take my life to the next level, is that with every positive thing that you say you want to experience, there are challenges that are going to come with it. And I don't think I have to tell you that, right? If you want that relationship of your dreams, well, all you have to do is, look in the news, whether it's celebrities or your neighbors or whatever, all the divorce, maybe all the drama that they have. That's one things you may or may not have to deal with, right? That's part of it that comes in it. You know, everybody, when you deal with human beings, there's no guarantees. You just have to hope for the best. And when there's a challenge, you got to, you know, be poised enough and confident enough and persuasive enough to get it going in the right direction and withstand all the challenges that may come with it, right? Okay, you know, I know that sounds great. Some guy telling you, yeah, Skip, I know that. That's obvious, right? So, but the question is, are you focusing on that more? Is it a more of a feeling, you know, in your gut, in your soul, your heart, on the back of your neck, you know, what the images that pop up into your mind, are those more in the front of your mind or your feelings, all right, than all those great things that you say you want to get out of it? You know, whether you're aware of this or not, if it's your body and all that eating, all that dieting, you can't eat, all the fun, and what are you going to do? I always love at the end of my night at 9 o'clock at night watching TV with my, you know, family. That's always the best time after a hard day of work. I like to enjoy something to eat. Man, I work hard. I'm a good person. I work out. You know, geez, you know, I got to have something that feels good. That's when I usually cheat on my diet. I got to just, eat chicken and rice at that time? Geez, life is too short, or whatever you start rationalizing yourself, right? Or going to the gym when you don't feel like it, when you'd rather sleep in, when you're tired, when you got other things on your mind, when you got to hurry and get to the gym because you have to hurry up and get out of there because you got other responsibilities. And, you know, we've all been through those times, but is that what you're focusing on? Is that more in the forefront of your mind, whether you realize it or not, than all those great things that you want to get out of the relation, out of the working out, right? That body or whatever we said, connect it to the way, the feeling of control, the way your clothes fit, you know, the feeling of accomplishment, not feeling so disgusted, all right? Or the feelings of what it's going to take, really what's in the forefront of your mind. As far as a business is concerned, you know, they don't just give away money. They do not give away money, right? You have to earn it. Regardless of what it may seem like, those people who have the best things in life, the house, the home, the cars, they are putting some focus and attention on the area, and it's probably coming off of something else. And it's sometimes it's easy to think, oh, well, they had all these advantages. Or they had such a head start. They had family money or whatever. That's what people like to do to think that how everybody has it, easier, right? Are you really focusing, not all the great things, the travel, the experience, are you really focusing on the stress and the headaches and the people you have to manage and the possibility of the financial challenges and stress that go with it, all right? You need to be clear with yourself. And again, you, until you have the relationship that you really want, until you have the body that you really want, and you may be a little bit closer, if you're listening to this podcast, you may be a little bit closer to that than maybe some other things, maybe not, I don't know, or that business. Or, you know, maybe it's not just your own business. Maybe it's the management responsibility. Something that, you know, if you want the more money to enhance the quality of your life, you're going to have more stress, more responsibility, right? You may have to make it to the other side to understand really what I'm talking about. No, Skip, man, I know that with the downside of what I want, I just can't figure it out, right? You may have to get to the other side and say, you know, I just didn't want it bad enough. I can tell you with everything that I'm doing now, you know, I could have had this 10 years before if I had the right mindset, if I didn't focus on the downside, you know, the stress that comes with it. And you know what's going to happen, and hopefully for you, it'll happen rather sooner rather than later, is that, you know, there's a certain comfort in avoiding the negative side of you stepping up and going through the risk and the potential downside of whatever it is you say you want on the other side, right? There's a certain comfort in that of not having to deal with it. And I'll tell you this. This is when the people you hang around, and this is why I really want to become this voice in the ear during this podcast to help you get to that other side, to be that positive influence. If you hang around the wrong people, they will reinforce why it's so advantageous for you not to deal with the downside that comes with every amazing thing that you want in life, right? If you hang around, let's just say relationships. I mean, there's a particular radio show. I love the guy, talk radio show. Tom Likas, right? Love the guy, you know? I love a lot of things, you know, about him. And he's very transparent about his situation in life. He's been married 4 times. You know, all his challenges. I mean, he's very open and transparent. Like I said, very smart guy. But, you know, he spends his time reinforcing why the path he took, and when it comes to relationships, his ideas and his opinions, you know, he'll look for it in the news. He'll post it on his website. He'll talk about it on his radio show, and he'll attract all the people who have had those challenging, you know, situations that, yeah, all women are blank, fill in the blank. And so the thing about it is, you know, hey, that's fine. If not in the back of your mind, you really want to have this close and connected relationship, all right? And, you know, if you just keep on hanging around people who are focusing on the downside, you're never going to get there. So you really need to make sure that you hang in the company of good, positive people, all right? Maybe the good, positive people that you hang around, hopefully this is, you know, one of those influences in your life. You know, other people are going to say, ah, that guy, Skip, he's full of shit. Oh, always talking about working towards his goal. Man, that's way too much stress, all right? You know, whether it's, like I said, with relationships. I mean, the radio show talk host that he talked about. I mean, I'm not saying I disagree, but it doesn't have to be that way in your life. That's not true for 100% of the time. And if you want to focus, it's just going to keep you where you are. And I'll tell you, you know, being around people for so long and understanding some things is that, you know, most of these guys who are calling into this show, I mean, it's pretty obvious they've had a lot of challenges in life, a lot of things that, you know, recreate bad experiences and bad relationships just over and over again. So this is how it works, people. Is something, you know, kind of skewers your way of thinking when you're a kid. You're 5, 6, 7 years old. You start reinforcing that as a teenager. You make bad picks as a teenager. You know, you find all those girls that are this, that, and this way. You're somewhat attracted to it, even though you think that, hey, I'm not like that. Why do I always get the bad guy or the bad girl, right? And then you just have years and years of doing that. You know other way. You never broke out of your way of thinking, except for that the other person's the problem. And I'm just telling you, a lot of these guys, I can tell it's their problem. It's just who they pick. You know, so you pick the wrong people. You start reinforcing that with people who have also picked the wrong kind of people that aren't the right people themselves. We've talked about that. You know, you got to figure out what's going on with you. I had to figure out in a lot of different areas what was going wrong with me and why I wasn't getting there. It wasn't anybody's fault. It's nobody's fault. I'm not saying that it's easy, but there is a way. And maybe it's how you think and how you take action, who you surround yourself. And that's basically, you know, what I'm talking about here. You can't reinforce that. So, you know, and again, it could be your bodybuilding training efforts. Man, I see so many people, oh, look at that guy. They're on drugs. Everybody's on drugs. You can't do that naturally. You don't, you know, everything is the lowest common denominator. You can't achieve much. There's no sense working that hard. Working that hard is stupid. Being that disciplined is stupid. Why are you even doing all this, right? Plenty of people out there who believe that. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of things you can focus on in life. I mean, that's their opinion. That's great. But you can't be hanging around those kind of people and then at the same time say you want all the great things, the upside of the place you want to be with your body. It's going to just make it 100 times harder if everybody thinks every, you know, having the physique without drugs, doing this amount of discipline is not worth it, right? Business, the same thing. If you hang around, you know, people who don't have those ambitions, he can keep that job. I don't want to work that hard. That guy's working all the time, you know, or that money isn't worth it, or that stress isn't worth it. You know, everybody is entitled to their opinions, and everybody gets to choose their own way of life. It's about you choosing your direction in your life. All right. So if you keep on hanging around those people, right, what are you going to do when you got to work the extra 5 hours? You've already worked the regular shift. I mean, if you want to get ahead, then after you eat, you go to the gym or whatever, after your regular shift, you got to take a shower. I don't know, take your pre-workout or coffee or whatever. And, do the next shift for 4 or 5 hours. That's how you get ahead. Everybody who has those things in life and business, that's what they do. No matter what, how, you know, it may appear from the side that you're on. And like I said, so, you know, two things is I just realized is that, you know, where my thoughts were, I was just focusing on the downside of the situation. Because again, every ambitious goal that you want to achieve in life has all those positive things that everybody can talk about, but they have all those negative things that the negative people you could or could not surround yourself with always focus on. Or you're doing it, you know, whether you realize it or not, you're focusing on the downside. See, what's going to magically happen is that there you're going to have that shift where you're so sick of being where you are that you'd rather deal with that downside. Dealing with that downside is going to be less painful than not getting to where you want to go. It's just going to be this magical shift, you know, where you had pain in addressing all these challenges, trying them out, see if you can handle them, see if you can take it on. It's so painful for you to just jump in there and deal with all that. The thought of it or actually doing it, it's just too painful. And that's what prevents you from going for what you really want. Then there's just going to be this shift. And hopefully that shift comes to you sooner rather than later. And hopefully there's some things that I say that may help right now. It may help a month from now. It may help 10 years from now. Is that there's going to be that shift where I don't care how much stress that I got to take on. I don't care how much risk I have to take. I don't care if my heart will ever be broken in a relationship. You know, I don't care if I do this and I get disciplined with my body and I can't build muscle because I'm drug free. I don't care anymore. I don't care if I just stay at this point in my job, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to do what the regular people say is kissing ass. I'm going to work the other hours. I know that it may not pan out, you know, but I'm so sick of being where I am. It's more painful to keep on thinking this way. I'm going to start doing it. Win or lose, succeed or fail. And then when that shift happens, then all the motivational speeches of it's a matter of desire. It's not really the strategy. It's about how badly you want it. See, that's what's going to happen to you in your future. You're finally just going to say, staying here, avoiding all this stress, it's just not worth it. It's too painful to stay here. I'm going for it. I don't care anymore. And then all of a sudden, the strategies appear. The mentors appear. The relationships, the kind of people that you can build a life with, they appear. Again, the strategies for the body that you really want, those appear. They're not so cryptic anymore or so complex. You know, what do you have to do to build that business? What do you have to do to get that promotion? Not easy, but boom, 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 boom. And then just prepare. Then you got to go through that time of you making that change, right? You make the decision. It can only take a matter of that pain building up, and then you start doing it. Then you got to figure out how to be this new person, this new way of thinking. You know, you can't just be like, oh, relationships are potentially so painful, whether you realize that or not. I've got a buddy, you know, we kind of had a talk a couple months ago, and, you know, like I said, just the whole thing, negative relationships, just not worth it. But I know the guy, you know, he wants to do, he just doesn't know how to do that. The first thing he needs to do is to make that decision where, you know, 40 years old, whatever, this is so painful to be alone, this future, you know, and I don't know, walk past the happy couple. And whereas before he would say, yeah, it's just a matter of time before that guy's just miserable. Or he sees the family and says, you know, oh God, can you, how much those kids going to cost? You know, he's going to focus on that. And then finally it's just, look, I'm not going to be alone for the rest of my life. So, you know, then it's painful to stay that way, to keep on talking that way, but you just don't change. You don't just go to the positive way of thinking immediately. You go to the positive way of thinking. Then you got to figure out the puzzle like everybody else. So you guys hurry up and address, you know, all the pain in these areas. Once you do this, identify one area of your life. One area of your life that you just see, you just can't do it. And you just think, well, if you're in your positive mood, you think, oh, I'm going to eventually do this, right? But it just doesn't seem to come, right? I don't care. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe it's your bodybuilding training. Maybe it's your business or whatever. And think about that. What are you focusing on more? Are you really focusing on the positive thing, or are you focusing on the downside? And think of the questions that you ask. You know, if you went to a relationship expert, if that's what you want, if you went to a bodybuilding training expert, if that's what you want, or if you wanted to go to a business expert, right? What were the questions that you would ask? Think about it. What would be the top 10 questions, right? Write those all down. You know, and then, well, this won't work if I tell you the next step, but hey, I can't have a big, long 10-minute pause right on this podcast. But the thing is, you know, think about it. What are the questions that you're asking that expert to go to that place that you say you really, really want, right? Are the questions dealing with the negative? Well, how do you do this when you're stuck with body fat? Well, what if, you know, you're not sure if you want to be in relationships, or you have those drama fights, or I don't know, whatever it is to you? Or what happens when you deal with all that stress? How do they get enough money to fund such a thing? Or how do you know which, you know, are you focusing on the stressful things? All right, those are the questions that you're asking. That might give you a hint on where your mind really is, right? And then I would just have you go through an exercise, and that's that, you know, to hurry up, get to the point where it's too painful to stay where you are. I would go, how would I feel if I go 5 more years and I don't have that relationship? How would I feel if I go 5 more years and I don't have the body that I want? I really didn't go for it. You know, how would I really feel if I go 5 more years and I really don't start my business, or I really don't go for that promotion? I got to settle for the way things are. Again, in your relationships, your bodybuilding and training, physical body, or at the job. And those are some of the things that I did to finally make the change to take it to the level that you want. And I'll tell you another thing. Just focusing on stopping and smelling the roses, appreciating, that's nice, but that's not going to create that hunger and that desire and deal with that pain head on. That pain is a signal that there's something that you want and you got to just deal with it. So, like I said, and two, when you get to the other side, I mean, you want this so badly. You work so hard to change your way of thinking, to find all the strategies and find all the people to surround yourself with. So when you're in it and you're dealing with all those things that you were so afraid of, you'll understand, oh yeah, this is why I was avoiding this. But you know what? I am so much happier dealing with these while I'm over here than sitting back in fear and not dealing with being in that other place. All right, hopefully that's some insight. Yeah, and so that's what I did, you know. And for me, went out in the business world and I realized, wow, you know, I'm very fortunate to do the things that I'm doing. Sometimes you get in your own world and you just think, wow, you just want that higher level so much. Sometimes you need to kind of hang around the people who are doing what you're doing so you can get a better perspective. Again, choose the right people. Don't choose the people that, you know, it's one thing to not, they cannot be doing well because they're going through the challenge, but you got to find their heart and soul. Are they just negative people focusing on the negative, or they're focused on the positive? They're just going through the journey and their challenge, right? Find people in those areas of your life that they don't have to necessarily be successful. And sometimes I think that might even be a challenge, because if they're successful, they forget the pain. You know, I try not to forget about the pain that I've gone through when I talk to you and make it seem so easy, right? It might be easier to find somebody who they've got a strong attitude. They just haven't figured out the strategies, so you can go through that journey with them rather than, again, don't find the person that is struggling, maybe like you are, but they're so focused. What I'm warning you not to do, focus on the downside. You don't want someone saying, yeah, Joe, yeah, we're training like this, but you can only build so much drug-free. You know, you can only lift so much drug-free. We can only expect so much drug-free. You can do that by yourself, right? Those, and again, it has nothing to do with their heart or soul, what kind of nice people they are. Those aren't the people that you want to associate with. You know, you want to find people who are grinding out with the attitude, plugging away, and they don't have to be perfect with it, but they're grinding away. They feel as though whether they've done it or not, that they are going to find. It may be the next day, the next week, the next strategy, the next person who comes in their life. Maybe that's going to be you. Maybe it's the two of you build this energy together. All right, those are the people you want to hang around. And you're kind of getting back to what I said before. You know, if you got a lot of negative people in your life, you're finding your match at that particular time. It's true. You're going out and you're finding those. There's all the people in the world who, with all their different priorities, there's 7 billion people on the planet, and you seem to attract these people. You got to, you know, look at yourself if you want to get there. All right, well, that's enough for today. Hey, thank you for going through this journey, going through this game, this challenge of life. We're going through it together. It was great connecting with you. And again, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition and my information products, helping you with your bodybuilding and training efforts, your Manformation leadership on skiplacour.com. Thank you for liking, sharing, retweeting. Boy, it's really spreading the message, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you so, so much. Hey, we'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.